Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The right fielder, D. Miles. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Crash Davis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Wolf. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roger Wolf. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mike Chartak. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Galehouse. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Denny Galehouse. And now, play ball. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a pop-up towards the mound. Galehouse settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Clift reaches second base with a double. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak takes first base on ball four. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McQuillan. Blair reaches second base with a double. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball four. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis misplays the ball. That's an error on Davis. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to second. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. Wagner drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hayes out. Two outs. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gutteridge moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn bunts towards the mound. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. Gutteridge moves to third. Clift moves to second. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chartak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chartak for the out. Gutteridge scores. Clift moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuillan takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clift scores. McQuillan moves to third. It's 2-0, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a fly ball into right field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 1 in the game. Miles hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0 for 1 in the game. Gailhouse bunts towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to second. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to third. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Clift hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Blair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Davis takes first base on ball 4. Blair moves to second. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive towards short. Stevens catches it and throws to second to double up Blair. Two outs. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolf hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Chartak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McQuillan takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 2 in the game. Miles hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Wagner settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Wagner. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Lobbs strikes out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0 for 1 in the game. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Siebert moves to third. Blair moves to second. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Siebert scores. Blair scores. It's Athletics, 2, Browns, 2. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0 for 2 in the game. Wolf is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McQuinn. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. McQuinn steals second. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Chartak takes first base on ball 4. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. McQuillan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miles. McQuillan reaches second base with a double. McQuinn scores. Chartak goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Krivic moves to second. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 3 in the game. Miles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Krivic scores. It's 4-3, Browns. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miles moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Miles moves to third. Two outs. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Blair hits a line drive into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Lobbs hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Browns. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0 for 2 in the game. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Criscola now playing left field. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Crash Davis. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Wagner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Herman Bess pinch hits for Roger Wolf. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.